DC Police Headquarters. I'm Dick Giuliano.
Also on WTOP this morning,
learning more about a possible backup water supply for the district. I'm Neil Augenstein.
Another Wall Street meltdown closing the day. One day loss in almost 2 years. The biggest loss the Dow has had in a long time.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Dell Small Business.
I'm Tom Foti in Washington. Wall Street's Wednesday nosedive has been carrying over to overseas markets this overnight and U.S. market futures as well. And also gas prices, they are up again. Those the overnight economic headlines, the major U.S. markets reacted to disappointing earnings reports from Target and Walmart for their worst day in more than 2 years. About those gas prices, AAA reporting another 2 cents a gallon increase from 4.57 to 4.59 in the last day. Meantime,
the Federal Reserve is hiking rates to slow down surging inflation, and that's got the market worried about the economy tumbling into a recession. Retail stocks were hammered by Target's terrible first quarter, while tech giants like Apple, Amazon, and Microsoft were caught up in the sell-off, weighing on the overall market.
CBS News business reporter Jason Brooks. The Senate has approved a number of Biden diplomatic appointments, one most symbolic.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The nominations are confirmed en bloc.
Among them, career diplomat Bridget Brink to Ukraine. And on the ground there,
the American flag was hoisted to mark the reopening of the U.S. Embassy in Ukraine's capital, Kyiv. The same day, a Russian soldier pled guilty in a war crimes trial to shooting and killing an unarmed elderly civilian.
CBS's Deborah Alfaron. President Biden is trying to help relieve that baby formula shortage by making it a national production priority to get ingredients to formula makers and to bring some formula in from overseas. Not a moment too soon for mothers needing it, reports our correspondent Jamie Ukas.
Kimberly Williams turned to a Facebook group for help. The new mom to three-month-old baby Harper spent $168 on five cans of formula she never received.
Until somebody's in your position trying to find baby formula and they can't, I don't think that they will truly understand it until they actually have to deal with it.
COVID-19 cases rising again in the U.S., so are calls for precautions in the hardest-hit states. CBS News medical contributor Dr. David Agus.
Now 75% of the United States is in a high-risk area with significant numbers of cases. Some local officials are calling for a redo of the mask mandates in certain indoor areas for protection of individuals, particularly people of high risk.
U.S. fatalities now at more than a million. A word of a case of monkeypox in Boston.
It is a rare infection. Originally identified in the 1950s in monkeys and then the first human case in 1970.
Dr. Erica Shenoy of Mass General Brigham Hospital. This is CBS News.
Cancer doesn't ring the doorbell when it shows up. The Inova Seville Cancer Screening and Prevention Center, the first facility of its kind in the DMV, screens for common cancers, including lung, skin, prostate, and breast cancer that may not be showing signs. Because cancer often arrives without calling first, visit inova.org/prevent. That's inova.org/prevent.
WTOP at 4:03. And a good Thursday morning, May 19th, 2022. What rain is out there will end, becoming mostly sunny, warmer, more humid today with a high in the low to mid 80s. 63 you're waking up to now. I'm Dean Lane. We thank you for taking us along for your morning ride. Topping the local stories we're looking at for you as we do ride into this Thursday together, we begin with a child in Northern Virginia who was not vaccinated against the measles and is confirmed now to have the very contagious illness this morning. The Commonwealth wants people who may have come near this child to contact their county health department immediately.
The child who recently traveled internationally is now stable and recovering, according to the Virginia Department of Health. The state is now looking for people who are also not vaccinated against the measles who may have come into contact with the child at Kaiser Permanente Ashburn Medical Center last Friday between 2 and 5 p.m. and also at Inova Fairfax Hospital Pediatric and Adult Emergency Departments on two occasions, Sunday between 5:30 p.m. and 2 a.m. Monday, followed by another visit on Monday between 5 p.m. and 11:30.
Just walking in the hallway to the doctor's office may have exposed other people.
That's why if you have a rash and fever or just think you have it, Loudoun County's Health Department Director Dr. David Goodfriend says you should call the doctor's office before showing up. Mike Murillo, WTOP News.
From a shooting locally at Magruder High in January to this week's arrest and a fatal stabbing in Germantown, Montgomery County has seen a spike in violent crimes among teens.
We know that there's a mental health crisis. We know there's a proliferation of firearms in our communities across the country.
And those have combined to contribute to the violence Montgomery County has seen among teenagers as young as 14, according to Earl Stoddard, the county's assistant chief administrative officer. Next week, officials from across county agencies will meet on the issue. County Councilmember Craig Rice said it can't stop there.
It involves more than just government. Society has got to play a role in taking back their neighborhoods and their communities as well.
Kate Ryan, WTOP News.
An 84-year-old woman has died weeks after being hit by a car locally in Bethesda. Carol Weiss was injured on Rockledge Drive. Late in the morning on May 6th, the driver of a Honda Accord was apparently heading south toward Democracy Boulevard at the time and hit Weiss as she was trying to cross the road. Investigators have not said whether charges are being filed. Arrests have been made in two separate murder cases in the district.
2 weeks ago, 24-year-old Devon Sullivan of Southeast was found shot to death in Southeast. 7 months ago, 18-year-old Noel Nickel of Silver Spring also died in gunfire in Southeast. On Tuesday, police made arrests in both cases.
We were assisted by the community members, whether it be interviews, witness statements, reviewing of CCTV video in the area.
Captain Kevin Kentish of the D.C. Police Homicide Branch says 31-year-old Raheem Ghaffari of Southeast is charged with the first-degree murder of Devon Sullivan May 4th. And 21-year-old Jordan Jones of Silver Spring is charged with first-degree murder of Noel Nickel last October. Dick Iuliano, WTOP News.
A wild turkey may be behind at least three attacks now against people locally on Southeast, on a Southeast D.C. trail is where this all happened. A woman telling our news partners at NBC4, a turkey ran her down and scratched her near the second mile marker on the Anacostia Riverwalk Trail. She captured video on her phone.
Help! Help!
Eventually, she was able to get away from the bird. A biologist for the D.C. Department of Environment believes it's the same turkey that attacked a man and a woman in April on that trail. The department is trying to catch this turkey, they say, and when they do, they will release it to a wildlife sanctuary. WTOP at 4:07.
Just how fast is Xfinity Internet? Well, it's beyond gig speed fast, so you feel like you're in the game. It can also connect hundreds of devices at once, which is powerful enough to power hundreds of yous.
He's not kidding.
No, I'm actually not. Unbeatable internet only from Xfinity. Made to do anything, so you can do anything.
Supercharge your home with supersonic Wi-Fi and get a new Xfinity 3-for-1 bundle. Unlimited gig internet, risk-free with no term contract and a 2-year rate guarantee. A free streaming box, Wi-Fi equipment included, and add Xfinity Mobile. That's fast internet at home, a free entertainment experience, and the most reliable 5G wireless network.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.